Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 12th day of February, 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have Webster Griffin Tarpley joining us in the third hour to discuss the upcoming attack that is literally imminent on Iran. All the preparations have been made by the Global Crime Syndicate, Russia's response, and much more. In the third hour, and for the next 2 hours, off and on, we'll be covering news detailing this central subject and covering many other news topics and issues, as well as taking your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. I have quite a stack of police state news here before me today. They bought 500 talking urinals in the state of New Mexico. These little devices telling you when you go to the bathroom to not drink and drive. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, talk about Orwell, talk about telescreens. They didn't have talking toilets in 1984, only in America. And a German flying through an airport, going through the X-ray machines, didn't like what was happening, so he went ahead and just stripped down naked, or took his pants off, it's not clear, and so they arrested him and are charging him with a bunch of things. And all over the world, the Western world, they're putting in these X-ray machines that scan and record an image of your naked body. Again, talking toilets, cameras in the bathrooms, scanning your naked body, putting you through high-powered x-rays that shoot through metal at the border when you're leaving, of course not when you're coming in, all part of the Ultra Big Brother grid. They're announcing that major airlines are planning to put cameras in the back of every seat, watching and scanning your eye movement, your facial expressions with AI computer software tracking you. It's all off the charts. Again, Google has announced they're going to use the cameras and microphones that are built into all the new computers and most of the old ones to watch and listen to you and have computers log everything you say. It's just openly announced, just total wall-to-wall insanity. The governor of Texas publicly on the Merck payroll is running around saying it's the law. You've got to take a live cancer virus, and there is no law. They're openly preparing to start World War III. They're openly preparing to pass the blanket total amnesty as the guest worker program. We're openly going into the North American Union. It's just out of control. I thought I printed it last night. I was reading emails last night, trying to go through literally thousands of them and navigate all the spam for the hundreds of good emails. And it wasn't in my stack when I stapled them this morning. But to paraphrase, I got an email saying, "You're a liar. I saw a website saying you're making it up about Rick Perry being on the payroll of Merck, and I demand you prove it." Well, I demand you do some research. It was in 4 or 5 AP articles we covered last week, and I detailed the articles, and later in the week I mentioned those articles. It was in every news article I saw that his former chief of staff is a Merck employee, that Perry took record contributions from Merck, that the different state reps that are pushing it are on the Merck payroll, and it was just all over the news. But no, I'm making it up again. It's just been all over national and international and local Texas news. I sit here in the Capitol. Oh, no, there's no North American Union, there's no lobbying going on. When people are denying basic stuff, it's mind-boggling. All right, we'll come back, plunge into just tons of news, prisonplanet.com, infowars.net, jonesreport.com, or just some of the websites.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this first hour. Webster Griffin Tarpley, as I said earlier, is joining us in the third hour to talk about all the big build-up towards the kickoff of what could develop into World War III with Iran. In fact, here in just a few minutes, I'm going to be breaking down the new hype, the new propaganda claiming that Iran is trying to deliver conventional plastic explosives devices or materials to Iraq to, quote, attack coalition forces. And as I mentioned earlier, talking urinal and telescreens, that's here in the U.S., angry German tourists got pants at airport X-ray. They're going to have cameras built in, as I mentioned, into the airline passenger seats, the seat a few inches in front of your face, scanning your face, looking for signs of terrorism. I mean, this would be comical if it wasn't so serious. Brain scanners on the street corners from New York to London. It's all happening. It's all being put in place right now. Bush's uncle is in trouble. If you go, just type in Bush crime family or Bush crime family tree, you'll see a bunch of different websites that list all the arrests and indictments and criminal investigations on the entire family. I mean, there's no one who hasn't been involved in massive crime. It truly is a crime family. And, I mean, just right down to robbery, to prescription drug fraud, to drug dealing, to S&L scamming. There's nothing these people aren't involved in. It's a family tradition. It's a family operation. And we'll be going over that from the LA Times a little bit later as well. I promise to spend more time today on all the different whistleblowers, firemen, police, EMT workers, eyewitnesses, newscast. There's just so much audio, so many clips. I did spend a few hours this weekend trying to go through all of it, and I sent several hours of audio clips this morning to John, who's trying to record and grab off the web to play some of those in the third hour concerning all the eyewitnesses that discuss hearing bombs, seeing bombs going off, being told to get back from Building 7, that the government was ordering it demolished, pulled, brought down, they're going to blow up the building, get back, we're bringing the building down, on and on and on. Police on video, firemen on video, emergency workers. One of the individuals is a retired New York City police officer, and he's retired because of lung breathing problems. I had a chance to meet him and have dinner with him several times when we were at Ground Zero. And we interviewed him, and I forgot a few other cameras were in the room when I did interview him. They said, can we come along? And here came one of the videos popping up on the web of where I'd interviewed him. And we were planning to put that in another 9/11 film that we were going to make after this new film I'm making on the world government. And I went, oh, I remember that. I remember doing that interview. Once I saw it pop up on the web, it's posted in the story Paul put up on Saturday. NYPD officer heard Building 7 bombs going off. I mean, that's how many of these witnesses there are. I go have dinner with somebody. He gives me all his documentation, gives me folders, you know, with his NYPD ID, everything in it, on record that he was given citations for helping people and being involved in the rescue effort in the first 3 days until he collapsed. Five pairs of boots melting off. And I'm like, oh, I remember him. I forgot. I have this interview. And a bunch of other, because literally, we shot over 100 hours in New York. I've been saying 90. We've now chronicled and dumped it all onto the computer. It's over 100. And there's just so many. I'm wallowing in video I got myself. Not just all the other news clips and clips other people have gotten. And sure enough, bombs going off, everybody talking about how bombs going off, everybody talking about the police and firemen and EMTs all talking about how they were told to get back, that they were going to bring down Building 7. So that's coming up in the third hour. Right now, let's get into what's happening with Iran. This is a big subject, but this is what it comes down to. The White House, we now have the White House memo confirmed by the White House to be authentic, where Bush is talking to Blair about staging WMD discoveries, about having informants, defectors come out and claim they fraudulently saw WMDs. It's the same crowd that told you about uranium from Niger. It's the same people that told you about aluminum tubes. It's the same crowd who told us that the troops would be out of Iraq in just 6 months. They'd be back in time for Christmas. And now they've been there coming up on 4 years in March. It's about to be 4 years in just a couple months. Some of the troops starting their fourth tour. I guess they started their fourth tour 6-7 months ago, so now they're going to be starting their fifth tours soon. This is just off the charts amazing. And, of course, the White House and Pentagon and Israeli and British documents have all been made public, and it's been in the news that, no, they plan to build all these permanent bases and be there at least for 30 years to basically never leave for all intents and purposes. But they lied again and told us that that wasn't the case. Remember, we have a White House that's been caught buying billions of dollars of fake news. Billions and billions and billions of dollars in fake news. In fact, there's a big article in one of the big British papers today. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com, one of the other stories that didn't print. Guys, if you go to PrisonPlanet.com for me and get me that article, it's about a third of the way down on the main page, where it talks about how the EU is trying to pass laws against corporations and companies posing online with fake fan websites or fake blogs, Forget that. That's not the problem. It's bad enough. It's the government posing with fake blogs and fake news sites. And that's come out. And that's been ruled to be illegal. But it's still, it continues. I mean, they admit that CENTCOM has thousands of people out there posing and blogging and putting out propaganda. It's illegal to have the military covertly running around engaging in psyops against the American people. So my point with Iran is we have certified liars, certified propagandists, gearing up and preparing the ground for another invasion of Iran. Now, remember, Cy Hirsch 2.5 years ago at the New Yorker magazine reported, and it was since confirmed, that there have been special forces troops in Iran, U.S. forces and British forces, for upwards of 3 years. There have been dams being bombed. There have been truck bombs going off. People have been getting assassinated. Special forces are in the mountains and the hills. They're lasing and marking and getting ground intelligence and directing satellite photography and preparing the targets to be hit. There is no doubt that the globalist military, it's no longer our military, let's get that straight, it belongs to the private corporations that overthrew our government in the hostile takeover that is now complete. They are there actually attacking and running military operations against Iran. And then the neocons have the nerve to use the very same New York Times writer who claimed yellow cake and claimed aluminum tubes, and an editor and publisher reported on this over the weekend, to now claim that Iran clearly gave mortar shells, which are then converted into landmines to destroy British, U.S., and Iraqi National Guard convoys, as well as the private mercenary truckers. Now, frankly, I have no doubt that Iran probably, you know, is involved. There is a little bit of evidence that they're at least trying to guide some of the insurgency in the fight between the Shiites and the Sunnis. There's no doubt of that. There's definitely no doubt. And they'd be crazy if they weren't trying to project their power into that region, because the official Pentagon plan is to break Iraq into three parts and then focus military force and revolution into the west of Iran, out of the east of Iraq, which our own government admits they have hired all these spies and people to destabilize the western area. But British colonels and generals, as well as American colonels, are on record that they are patrolling and scanning the entire eastern border of Iraq into the western regions of Iran, and there is zero Iranian cross-border traffic. The Iranians can hardly even go into that mountainous-slash-desert wasteland because the Arab minorities there take pot shots at them. Iran basically doesn't even control that. The globalists have already infiltrated and are denying the Iranians even control of many of the border regions. So let's get that straight. The Iranians are not shipping anything through that area. Did Iranians get it in some other way? Are Iranians smuggling in another way? Are Iranians, did they get it in previous to the invasion? That certainly could be happening. But the point is, to hear that there's all these cross-border incursions and convoys of explosives being shipped across is a fraud. And the same people that are telling us this now, 4 years ago, told us that Iraq had WMDs and was involved in all this, and are the same ones that fraudulently claim that the WMDs were shipped into Syria. This is military psyops, as the chief war college expert at the Naval War College has said on C-SPAN, the military works for Madison Avenue and the big banks and Wall Street. Globalization. And so when you hear our military, now a large portion of it foreign merc troops from Latin America predominantly, understand that they're waging war against us, they're waging war against the Iraqis, they're waging war against the Iranians. We'll break this down in some detail on the other side as they prepare to kick off World War III.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Senate committee investigations in the 1960s called the international communist movement the greatest conspiracy the world has ever witnessed? They said the communists had infiltrated into high government offices in the State Department and also advisors to presidents. Did you know that the communist infiltration successfully stopped all FBI investigations into their secret activities? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
During the break, I did get the article I mentioned earlier. This is the London Times. Fake bloggers soon to be named and shamed. Hotels, restaurants, and online shops that post glowing reviews about themselves under false identities could face criminal prosecution under new rules that come into force next year. Businesses which write fake blog entries or create whole websites purporting to be from customers will fall foul of European directive banning them from falsely representing oneself as a consumer. From December 31st, when the change becomes law in the UK, they can be named and shamed by trading standards or taken to court. Sounds reasonable, but again, you can't trust government to do that because government is the main body doing this. When private companies, whether it's Frito-Lay or Budweiser or Ford or Toyota, and they all do it, one of the biggest forms of advertising, go out into TV shows or go out, in fact, because of the channel changers, what drove this. The channel changer, you know, developed in the 70s, by the 80s, revolutionized things. People stopped, and now basically completely stopped, watching commercials. And people switch around. And so they started product placement, where what they do, I mean, I'm sure you all know about this. I never watched the show, but I read about it, The Apprentice with Donald Trump. They had like a $37 million contract in one season for an airline, and they would work into the script of what was said on the reality show three or four times a program, the press reported. I guess some of you must watch it and noticed it, to talk about, what was it, Virgin Atlantic Airlines? So this is how they operate. And that's fine and dandy. Okay, I mean, I think it ruins a lot of TV programs and movies. But they had like Wayne's World 2, where the entire movie is just one product placement after the next. But there's something even bigger. And most people are still not aware of it. And I have coined the term, I guess about 9 years ago, propaganda placement. And Bill Clinton really accelerated it in 1996, and that's when we first started discovering it, billions of dollars in fake news. ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, being paid by the Justice Department, being paid by the Labor Department to actually include things in scripts. When you watch 24 and they're torturing children to get answers out of their parents, and then you read actual memos written a year, 2 years before by the White House ordering that. It's not a coincidence, ladies and gentlemen. They're paying for that. Fox is one of the most highly paid. Fox Television and Fox News and the News Corp Corporation gets massive money from the government. They have Viet Dinh, who wrote the Patriot Act, on their board of directors. Go read who's on their board of directors. And Roger Ailes, helping basically run Hillary for Senate campaign. The guy behind Rush Limbaugh. It's a joke. They play golf together. They vacation together. They sit around laughing at us. It is totally and completely staged. Now, just in war propaganda, $1.6 billion was spent in 2 years. We don't know the numbers because we've got just a few of the reporters here and there on other issues. Like No Child Left Behind. We know that it was in the tens of millions. We know, but again, the media, when they had to report on it, minimized it to just Armstrong Williams and a handful of other reporters. Oh, he got $244,000. Remember, the Associated Press reported about a year and a half ago. Remember, Tommy Franks was in Baghdad for 4 months. He then announced he was retiring. And I've got this on tape. We've taped, you know, just don't have any way to even access it all. We tape it all. We don't have a big enough staff. But it was on, remember Tommy Franks? We played the clips here. The clips are online. Where he'd go on Fox and go, well, gee, let me just make it clear, I'm nonpartisan. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm a private person now. These are exact words. But it's just really going to be sad, but the people demand it. One more big attack. We go into martial law, military form of government. It's what the people want. So he's preparing. And I said, that guy's on the payroll, there's no doubt. And then it came out, was 550-something thousand. Just type in into Google, Tommy Franks still on Pentagon payroll secretly to push war. I think that was several headlines. And you can pull it up. So, again, lying and saying, I'm just saying this because I personally believe it, and he's on the payroll of the Pentagon in a secret operation. Folks, thousands and thousands of them are. But the media tells you about hotels doing it and restaurants doing it. Of course they do, but so does the government. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "Would like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
All right, callers, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. Let me get back into Iran, though. I got sidetracked on propaganda placement, government propaganda news. And I really should separate propaganda placement, which the government admits they're doing, which is billions and billions a year, versus the billions spent on completely fake news through reporters that are really on different federal and even state agency payrolls. It's just off the charts amazing that this is going on. Now we have Target Tehran, Target Iran. Washington sets the stage for a new confrontation. London Independent, the United States is moving closer to war with Iran by accusing the highest levels of the Iranian government of supplying sophisticated roadside bombs that have been killed 170 U.S. troops and wounded 620. The allegations against Iran are similar in tone and credibility to those made 4 years ago by the U.S. government about Iraq possessing weapons of mass destruction in order to justify the invasion of 2003. It's now 2007, almost 4 years. Senior U.S. defense officials in Baghdad, speaking on the condition of anonymity, of course, you can't prove it, said they believed, again, speaking secretly, said they believed. They're secretly not even saying they're sure that the bombs were manufactured in Iran and smuggled across the border to Shia militants in Iraq. The weapons, identified as explosively formed penetrators, or EFPs, are said to be capable of destroying an Abrams tank. Now, what are they? They've released a photo. It is a mortar shell. You know how easy it is? Iran sells conventional weapons all over the world. Every major government does. How easy it is to go buy some Iranian shells? I have no doubt that militants haven't gotten a hold of these weapons. I mean, our so-called government sells landmines to hundreds of countries, allows it, and in missiles and jets and helicopters. But nope, got to go to war. That's it. They found some mortars, but then the mortars appear to not even be of Iranian manufacture, and Kurt Nemo has reported on this. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. And there is the photo above supposedly demonstrates the Pentagon has seized a number of 81-millimeter mortar rounds used as roadside bombs. These bombs, quote, are specially designed to penetrate heavy armor, military vehicles, and are capable of crippling the U.S. Army's main battle tank, the Abrams M1, the Telegraph ominously reports, or rather reads, that from a Pentagon script, they have killed 170 U.S. troops. And that's all the media is doing, is reporting this. And then you look at it, and it says in English 81 millimeter, and it says 3-2006, but then you go look at real Iranian mortars, and it's in Arabic, and it is on the Muslim calendar, not even saying that we're in the same millennium. So just shoddily done, as usual. But let's be clear, I don't doubt, and we know that Iran is funding some of the Shias and is trying to dominate Iraq. I mean, after all, they had an 8-year war with Iraq, which was financed by the United States. Over 1.5 million dead Iranians, over, what, 400-plus thousand dead Iraqis during that war. So the same people that lied to us in the past are lying to us again. New York Times reporter who got Iraq WMDs wrong now highlights Iran claims. This out of editor and publisher, New York. Saturday's New York Times features an article posted at the top of its website late Friday that suggests very strongly that Iran is supplying the deadliest weapon aimed at American troops in Iraq. The author notes, any assertion of an Iranian contribution to attacks on America in Iraq is both politically and diplomatically volatile. It goes on. What is the source of this volatile information? Nothing less than civilian and military officials from a broad range of government agencies, close quote. Sound pretty convincing? Well, almost all the sources in the story are unnamed. It is also maybe worth noting that the author is Michael R. Gordon, the same Times reporter, who, on his own, and with Judas Miller, wrote some of the key and badly misleading or downright inaccurate articles about Iraq's WMDs in the run-up to the 2003 March invasion. Gordon wrote with Miller, the paper most widely criticized, even by the Times itself, WMD story of all, the September 8, 2002 aluminum tube story that proved so influential, especially since the administration trumpeted it on television talk shows. And it goes on and on and on. When the Times eventually carried an editor's note that admitted some of its Iraq coverage was wrong and or overblown, it criticized two people, Miller and Gordon's stories, and noted that the September 8, 2002 article on page one of the newspaper gave the first detailed account of the aluminum tubes. The article cited an unidentified senior administration official who insisted that the dimensions, specifications, and numbers of tubes sought showed that they were intended for a nuclear weapons program. This, of course, proved to be completely bogus. So we're going to put a detailed article together concerning this. But bottom line, we have two major carrier task force groups and then two sub-carrier groups, two of the smaller carrier groups, in place. That is the Marine Corps-type amphibious floating cities that launch the hovercraft and Harrier jump jets and Sea Cobras and the rest of it, along with two other task forces that are in support of it. So if you put it all together, it's six naval flotillas, submarines, you name it, now there in the Persian Gulf and surrounding areas. And the Pentagon has openly said this is to, quote, threaten Tehran and let them know that they mean business. We know the White House wants to attack Iran. We know many of the Democrats on the payroll of foreign corporations, defense contractors, and foreign nations like Israel openly are saying they may go ahead and strike. Israel, every day in their newspapers, has different defense and intelligence chiefs saying they may go it alone with a massive nuclear bombardment of dozens of sites, hundreds of others to be hit by conventional munitions. The official Pentagon attack plan was leaked 2 weeks ago to hit hundreds of sites. State Department officials have gone public saying they plan to hit their Navy, all their major military airports, their military infrastructures, their entire support system with a massive multi-month, continual, multi-thousand-per-week Saudi forays into the nation. The Saudis will, I'm not talking about Saudi Arabians, I mean attacks by aircraft. That's what they term it as. And Iran, of course, will not lay down and take it. Iran has already said they will mine different bodies of water that they're able to get into. Of course, the Persian Gulf being the main one. They have already reported that they will fire different types of water-skimming cruise missiles that are armor-piercing. Even some of the different Aegis systems and others won't be able to stop, from sunburn missiles to the more primitive silkworms. They have literally thousands of these missiles. It's just, can you imagine the image of smoking aircraft carriers, destroyers, and attack cruisers, the image of dead Navy SEALs who they're going to send into these floating oil rig platforms that the Iranians use as missile platforms? Of course, you'll have, in the build-up to this, a massive sneak attack on Iran, hitting nuclear sites, hitting military sites, hitting their, what was it, back in the 90s they had the case, what was it, in 1992, memory serves, I got to pull that up, where they sunk a couple of big destroyers and damaged a battleship in Iran. Oh, yeah, U.S. government attacked them. And the average American isn't even aware of that, though I've watched gun camera footage of those ships blowing up and sinking. And the Iranians have really built up their military counter-strike defense posture to deal with that. And I don't even know what to say about how bad this is going to be. Even if Iran lays there and takes it, which isn't going to happen, you're going to see the dollar further tank. All the major Arab states are accelerating, running from the dollar. The Chinese are dumping it. The British are dumping it. The Germans, the French, the Swiss, the Dutch, Japanese, they're all starting to dump dollars as fast as they can. And every major analyst has said that this is going to accelerate the wholesale dumping pell-mell. But again, this is what the New World Order wants. They want to get us into World War III. They want to get us into a fight that we start losing. And then, even though I know our government's controlled, our military is controlled, our culture is controlled, this isn't our government, we're being used for all of this. Even I, at a subconscious and primitive level, when I see smoking U.S. flotillas, and when I see the Iranians overrunning our troops and warthogs attacking armored columns, you'll want to run out at least for a few weeks and cheer on the troops. This is the primitive psychology. We identify with the USA. We identify with America. We think that this defends America. But remember, those that are putting us in this position are doing it because it destabilizes the planet. It allows them to widen the war and to break Iran, Syria, and Iraq up into multi-parts. It allows them to make hundreds of billions a year off no-bid weapons and occupation contracts. It allows domestic dissent to be silenced. And, hey, we're in a war. You got to shut up. Newt Gingrich and others are saying when we go to war, they're going to ban the First Amendment, ban free speech. Michael Wiener, Savage, the Beatnik, says everybody should be arrested that criticizes the war because that aids the terrorist when you're against the war. We have the Deputy Attorney General, a Democrat, California, saying that. I mean, this is what they plan. It's a Ponzi scheme. The very people voting for trying to push total blanket amnesty for the 30 million illegals, the very people putting us into the SPP, North American Union, the very people dismantling the sovereignty of this country, are the ones trying to push us into this war. Everything they do is to bring down the U.S. And this will be the last hurrah of the U.S. We will expend everything we've got on Iran. We will then be totally demonized worldwide even further. We will then be seen as the new evil empire, and the EU merging with Russia, which is now happening, will emerge as the world superstate, allied with China, and we will then be known as a corrupt banana republic. They're probably then going to finance sectarian and racial civil war in the Southwest. We will go into a deep depression, of course, before that happens, and the U.S. will just basically be out of the game forever. Again, the globalists use us to go dominate, start World War III. The foreign banking families that own our Federal Reserve are predominantly foreign. They will use us to do their dirty work, then demonize us in the process, totally bankrupting our economy and the dollar, and totally dissolving our borders. And that is what will happen. And don't worry, you can still festoon your car with desecrated images of the American flag made by Chinese slaves. You can drive around with tattered American plastic flags flapping all over your car, but what America is itself is dying right now, and this is all by design, this is all by plan, and you can't get past the primitive psychology, many of you out there listening, and so you will lose every bit of value. We're talking 90-plus percent in your dollar. You will lose your real estate value. You will lose everything. Your children will have no future. But darn it, you're going to get to sit there and drink whiskey and eat pizza and sit for a few weeks in your easy chair feeling powerful and good, and that's fine. The wages of sin are death, economic death, and degradation. Or we can have a massive renaissance of understanding and turn this around and point out how this government is run by treasonous traitors, and how they brought us into the North American Union without Congress even knowing about it or congressional approval. And you can expose the amnesty program and the attempts at gun control and wake the American people up and say no to the war. But again, you have 78% against the war, 70-plus percent of the troops. They don't care. You're against the toll roads. They don't care. You're against the... I guess you do know. It's just this 20-something percent, 22% or so that sit up there and support this corruption, but I want them to know you don't even count either. You know, they feel like, well, I know most people don't want it, but this is what's best. See, notice how it's that 22% and the Democrats and the Republicans going, I know you've been right, Alex. I've talked to these people. I know you were right and said all this would happen in Iraq, but darn it, I just got to support the troops. You support the troops by putting them through a meat grinder? The surge, admittedly, is meant to create more targets. The surge is meant to have a debate about the surge instead of a troop pull down, the mandate Democrats were sent to Congress for. We're going to break and come back and go to Angus, Greg, James, Ryan, and many others. And we'll take calls all throughout the next hour, and I'll get into a bunch of police state news. There's a lot of news today. I'm also going to play a bunch of different clips concerning Building 7 being blown up and firefighters, police, and others being told to get back. The problem is there's so many clips. How do you play them all? But before we end this segment, if you want to fight the New World Order, even if they launch World War III and bring us down, then at least we can recognize when we're in this third world system, it's still going to be America. We're still going to have to fight. Then it's going to be a domestic police state. The next military operation is going to be against the American people domestically in a kind of new Cold War secret police type system. We've got to fight here. The real war's here. The real target is us. Iraq is just a part of that. It is the revenge of the Sith. I mean, they know what they're doing. It's all against the Republic, and they are bringing it down. The country's officially gone right now, but we can still resuscitate. And I'm telling you, if you have a copy of Terror Storm, the history of U.S.-sponsored terror, the history of government-sponsored terror, and you haven't made copies of it, or you haven't burned copies, you haven't given it to at least 10 people, I'm begging you to do it. And if you haven't purchased Terror Storm from Infowars.com in the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart, and you haven't made copies of it and gotten it out to everybody you know, I am begging you to go there and get Terror Storm and get it out to everybody. It is such an effective film. It is waking up so many people, and it needs to be seen by more. Get it from InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. You can get it for half price or get American Freedom to Fascism for half price as part of a special as well up on InfoWars.com. We're talking $9.95. You can get American Dictators, my excellent film exposing the false left-right paradigm, for $5.95 in a special. Go to InfoWars.com, get America Freedom to Fascism, get 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, get Loose Change Second Edition, have the actual DVDs, get them from the sources. I get them from the people that made them, and that supports them. You get them from us, that supports us. But get my film, Terror Storm, at InfoWars.com. That's InfoWars.com, or 888-253-3139. It is in your hands. If you exert yourselves and take action, you're unstoppable. We'll be right back. We'll go straight to your calls, a ton of news, and a lot more.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I wonder if someday we'd hear Sting go public on 9/11. I wonder. I know the Dixie Chicks know all about it. Why don't they go public? Let's go ahead and go to Angus in Canada, then Greg, Ryan, Randy and others. Go ahead, Angus. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. How are you today?
Good, sir.
It's wonderful up here in Canada. I've been up here for about 14 years now.
Where are you in the Great North?
I'm in Alberta, in Edmonton.
All right, beautiful.
I actually lived in Austin. I went to the University of Texas. I'm an American up here. Married a Canadian gal. So I've been here for some time watching from the outside. It was interesting what you had to say this morning. I think you're right on the money. I think what your global government's going to have to pull the world together, now that they're all fully socialist, is a world-class enemy. That's always been the paradigm, hasn't it?
Yeah, let's be clear. I'm going off official globalist documents that we've covered, that we've detailed. Everything I said about setting us up as the bad guy, that's admitted. Okay, and it was even in the Sydney Morning Herald, I guess about 7-8 years ago, I covered it on air over and over again. It was a huge article, and I was already aware of the particular UN statements, but they said that, well, we've been denying there's a world government, but now the people are against it and all of its beneficent aims, in their words. So what we'll do is we'll claim America is this evil right-wing government. I guess it was when Bush first got in, so it was like 7 years ago. And then we'll claim the UN is a loving liberal world government and give people those two choices, but still you're within world government, and it's a false choice.
Yes, absolutely. I think you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact...
Well, I'm not, but let's be clear. I'm not that smart, folks. I just go off what they say. I mean, they're telling us what they're going to do. Please don't give me any credit.
Well, I'm just saying, I agree with you. I've been paying attention for 30 years. Right? I've been calling this since the 1970s. I've been watching where it's been going. There's a real interesting thing that's on Google Video that's a stand-up routine, and it's called The History of Oil. And it very blatantly shows the United States in that kind of a light. And I would encourage everybody to just go take a look at it. It's entertaining at the very least. But it's interesting that my father, who is now in his 70s, we had quite the blowout a few years ago regarding what was going on in Iraq. And it was very telling. He's an old Reagan conservative. And it was very telling to me when he admitted to me only a few days ago that the U.S. is, in fact, being run with a shadow government. And he quoted to me the Supreme Court statements regarding how we would have to get our laws in line with that of the rest of the world.
That's what's happening. A lot of really smart people are finally going, okay, I better look at what these guys are claiming. And they're finding out, we've told you the truth. We're sorry. The truth is horrible. We're very upset, too, now. And so understand, we're all in this together. And we can admit to what's happening and try to stop it, or we can keep burying our heads in the sand.
Well, I would just encourage people, we will have to take ourselves down. The rest of the world knows this. They can't do it. We've got to do it ourselves.
And that's what the globalists are doing from within.
Well, and, you know, and the Christianity comes to play in that. You know, if we will turn our ways, even if we are not a majority.
Yeah, turn back to God and seek His face and repent.
Absolutely.
Then God will heal our land. Good to hear from you. Great call. Greg, Ryan, Randy, many others. Continuing with your phone calls, we'll try to speed it up a bit. But the calls are also great, so informative. And again, I'm blessed and honored and humbled to be your host. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. We're fighting the creation of a prison planet.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.